Good morning and Boker Tov, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish with my daily insight on Elul. Today I want to focus on the beginning of chapter 27, the chapter that we recite throughout the month of Elul in our liturgy, the conclusion of our morning and evening prayers. The chapter, the Perek of Tehillim, of Psalms, is Perek of Zayim, chapter 27. It starts off with the word L'David Hashem Ori. L'David Hashem Ori means, by David, God is my light. So I just wanted to talk about that for a moment. What do we mean, God is my light? I think generally we understand that as in a metaphorical way. He's our light as opposed to darkness. It's a source of goodness and not something of the opposite. But is there something that we can make that term a little more relatable? God is my light. God is infinite. He is eternal. We are finite beings. And we have temporary lives, so we have a very difficult time grasping the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the essence of God. So how do we understand His light? I just want to share a certain perspective that I think may make this understanding a little more relatable. And that is that we live in a time, and it really needs no elaboration, that is very dark. It's dark for a lot of reasons. It's dark. There's a public health crisis. There's a pandemic going on. The economy is tenuous. Geopolitically, there's issues. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, and everyone can fill their list with many different issues, both on a personal and a collective national level. And that's not really my scope over here, but I just want to relate to this point. And it's a point that I've been speaking more about recently, which is it's a fundamental Jewish concept. Is many times we have a crisis of faith. The reason why we have a crisis of faith is when we see all these different challenges emerging, we wonder, where is God's presence? The truth of the matter is that God addresses this in the Torah directly. He says, when these misfortunes and tragedies will happen, "V'anochi haster aster panay mayomahu," I will conceal my face on that day. So this is meant to be in a metaphorical figure of speech way. So what that means is I will conceal my face is because God's presence is intrinsically good. And He exudes goodness. So when He conceals His face in a figurative way, but that's what really causes tragedies and misfortune to occur in the world. So the opposite of God's concealed face is God's revelation, His revealing His countenance. And that's what we pray for numerous times in the tefillah, in our liturgy, in our prayers. For example, we say in the Berakas Kohanim, "Yair Hashem panav elecha v'yichonecha." May Hashem shine His countenance on you. The point is that we want to pivot away, not just pivot, we want to take a sharp turn away from the state that we find ourselves in of Hester Panim, of God's concealed face, and we want to move into a space of feeling God's light, feeling God's warmth, feeling that closeness. And not just because of that relationship, but also because the more we feel His presence in life, the less tragedy and the less misfortune there will be. All the tragedies and misfortune that we see in the world is a net result of His concealed presence. So that is what I believe one of the ideas that behind King David's opening in chapter 27, Perek HaZayin of Tehillim. He's saying, "L'David Hashem Ori, God, I want you to be a glowing light in my life." So what does that mean? God is light. What does that mean? What's the kind of prayer is that? With the prayer, without the prayer? The answer is, we don't want His light to be concealed in our lives. We want to feel the light. We want to feel the closeness. We want to feel the warmth. The more we feel His blessings in our lives, the less tragedy and misfortune there are. So, L'David Hashem Ori, as we progress through our journey at Elul, it's so important to continue to ask for God's countenance and to feel his light and to have less of that awful state of Hester Punim of his concealed face. I wish you all a wonderful day and a meaningful journey of Elul.